with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California lawmakers reconvened Monday after another extended recess due to the coronavirus pandemic, leaving just over a month to work through roughly 700 pending bills. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd says the legislature's two houses are taking different approaches to absent voting.
The Senate is allowing lawmakers who are elderly or immunocompromised to vote remotely during committee hearings. It hasn't announced a plan yet for voting during floor sessions as a full body. In the Assembly, at-risk lawmakers can vote by proxy through party leaders, but only during floor sessions. Members must be present to vote in committee hearings.
Democratic lawmakers have proposed a $100 billion economic stimulus plan. It would expand tax breaks for small business, incentivize domestic production of protective equipment, and extend unemployment benefits to undocumented immigrants. The plan calls for raising funds from future tax vouchers and borrowing from the federal government. California Governor Gavin Newsom is sending $52 million to the Central Valley to help control coronavirus outbreaks. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The money comes largely from a $500 million CDC grant and will pay for more testing and contact tracing in 8 Central Valley counties. Governor Newsom says statewide, the rate of positive COVID-19 tests in California continues to tick upward, but
it's not happening evenly in every part of the state. There are certain parts of the state, certain regions in the state, and certain sectors of our economy that are disproportionately impacted.
In the Central Valley, it's farm workers who are largely Latino and nursing home residents that are getting hit especially hard. Newsom says some of the money will be used for housing to isolate infected people who live in shared housing. The governor is also sending strike teams to the area to help bring down transmission rates. These teams of state and federal officials helped drastically reduce infections in Imperial County, where the virus was spreading rapidly earlier this summer. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Social media posts in recent weeks have made some questionable claims about vote by mail, echoing President Trump's repeated attacks on the practice. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked one such post on Facebook.
The widely shared post suggests the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down voting by mail nationwide. Now, nothing remotely like this happened, but the Supreme Court did reject a Texas case late last month that would have expanded vote by mail in that state. And the High Court also voted down an effort to make the practice easier in Alabama 2 weeks ago. Still, those rulings do not take away the mail-in voting rights people already have in dozens of states across the nation, including here in California. In fact, all active registered voters in California will be sent mail-in ballots this fall. In the end, the claim on Facebook is just plain false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
The U.S. Navy's newest large-deck amphibious assault ship has set sail from the site where it was built in Mississippi. The USS Tripoli is carrying 1,000 sailors. It's heading to its home port in San Diego. The 45,000-ton ship was made at Ingalls Shipbuilding in Pascagoula and was recently commissioned there. Several people gathered Friday to watch it depart the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The Tripoli will be the flagship of an amphibious ready group for the Marine Corps. Temperatures will start heating up today throughout Riverside County as part of a heat wave that will bring blazing temperatures to the Inland Empire heading into the weekend. High pressure will continue to build over the southwestern United States this week and bring progressively warmer temperatures each day through Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. The agency issued an excessive heat watch that will be in effect from Thursday morning through Saturday evening in the Coachella Valley and the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.